All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton, and I'm happy to welcome Angela Keaton back to the show. She's our development director at antiwar.com. She's running this fun drive. What fun drive, Angela?
Oh, we're having a fantastic fun drive. This is kind of our end of summer kickoff and the beginning of some new and delightful things on the site. I don't know if you've over Scott has been mentioning this, but the amazing blog. My God, everyone's blogging, and it has been brilliant and spectacular. And one of the new things at antiwar.com and some of the updates you'll be seeing in the coming weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't say enough good things about Brian Beyer, who I haven't spoken with yet, and John Glazer, both of whom, that's our new intern and our new assistant editor. They just set that blog on fire and put the pressure on Jeremy and Matt and myself, I guess, to get back to it. Colleen Rowley's been blogging a couple of things there, and it's just been great. And you know, instantaneous, excellent instantaneous coverage on the antiwar.com blog all day for the last 2-3 months. Again, it's like the good old days of, you know, Matt and Tex setting that thing on fire back in 2003 and 2004.
It is, and it's. I just want to say, give props out to Brian. Brian Beyer has been our summer intern, and he comes to us from Young Americans for Liberty. He's a foreign policy major, so very, very exciting. And we're going to be doing that intern program next summer as well. So if you're, that's one of the many new things you're going to be seeing at antiwar.com. So much is happening, and it's so exciting as the world is turning toward peace.
Yeah, right on. All right, so now talk to me about, we talked about antiwar.com/blog, but what about antiwar.com/donate? What will people find there?
What will people find there is they'll find many new ways to donate, including e-check, where if you go in there, you can go ahead and just as if you were with your credit card, you can put in your check routing number, and it's all safe and secure thanks to AuthorizedNet. So there's yet another way to give, but you can give through credit card, you can give through PayPal, you can give through Google Checkout. There are endless numbers of ways. We take gold. We're not currently taking livestock because everyone's house is full, but, you know, we consider that at a later date. But we absolutely will take just about anything that's tender.
And now, was it last time or the fun drive before that, we actually had somebody donate a car, Salvation Army style?
Yes, we did, and that person's actually thinking about donating another older but very lovely car, yes. Yes, we did, and we got money for it. And it, by the way, you have it's same-day pickup, and the pickup is free. So if you want to donate your car, let me know. I'll hook you up, and they'll come and take it. And it's real. I mean, it's like literally no hassle, and we get the proceeds.
Yeah, how's that for cash for clunkers?
Mm-hmm.
Get to support antiwar.com.
We also, too, by the way, for those of you who have a different way of giving, we have the Cafe Press. We have all kinds of sale items there at Cafe Press, and we'll be adding some more things to our store. So there's many, many ways you can support antiwar.com. Of course, you can always go to Amazon and buy through there and get, and it doesn't add anything to the price, of course, but Amazon has an affiliate agreement with us, and they will, you know, certain percentage of what you buy will go to us. And also, too, we have a Capital One credit card for those of you who are into credit cards. It, once again, doesn't tack anything on extra to your costs, but as a way of showing that Capital One likes nonprofits, we get a cut of that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was going to ask you about that specifically. That seems to me like such a great deal. You know, so much of our society now, people just do everything on their credit card, just even if they pay it off every month or whatever. They just use their credit card as their currency. They could get a Capital One antiwar.com credit card, and as you say, the kickback comes completely from Capital One, not from, you know, any higher prices that they have to pay. And we get a little bit, however, I don't know exactly the percent or whatever, but every time that they use that card, we get a little bit, helps support antiwar.com, helps us stay alive, and helps us even expand and get better.
And we are getting better, and you know you're going to see more of us. We're you know, definitely more present on the radio. John Glazer's been an amazing addition in terms of his media presence. So it's been a very, very exciting time for all of us here at antiwar.com.
Yep, and you know, lately I've been having Matt on the show the last few weeks to talk about his choices, his editorial choices for the viewpoints. I guess I could do the same with Jeremy Sapienza, who was on the show yesterday, our other editor, although he was on talk about Israel. But anyway, we feature 7 viewpoints out of pretty much all the opinion pieces written about foreign policy, which is a lot. These guys separate the wheat from the chaff, and they find the 7 most important viewpoints to be read every day for you, and every weekend too. And, you know, I've discovered so many great writers. As I told Matt, he's basically an associate producer of this show of some kind. I mean, he's the one who picks out my guests. These are the people who I read. And I've learned so much just from having antiwar.com available. I can't think of anything else like it. I mean, you can take any kind of news aggregator or customized Google news page or anything else. You're never going to be able to come up with something like antiwar.com.
No, I mean, it's the only thing that's like it on the net. It's not comparable to any other site, and certainly in our topic area, we absolutely continue to outshine the rest. And we're not just keeping that energy and activism to ourselves. We're really getting out there and building coalitions and reaching out to people who want peace. And one of our, you know, one project we're involved in and that's made possible because of donor support is comehomeamerica.us.
Right. And, you know, comehomeamerica.us, which I was just saying before the last break, I think this is our best hope for a new anti-imperialist league like Mark Twain and them back 100 years ago, the kind of thing that we need so bad, a transpartisan coalition. You know, that this is from us. It's Eric Garris that did this. We're plumb-line libertarians here at antiwar.com, and so we know if we're going to end the war, we have to be allies with all the other libertarians and with the liberals and the conservatives and anybody who can think straight about foreign policy whatsoever. We have to have a coalition. And this is how it's been for almost 16 years now at antiwar.com, the best of the left and the right and libertarianism and everybody together, as large a coalition as we can muster in order to try to bring an end to this foreign policy, because after all, you can't have the liberalism you want or the conservatism you want while we're in this endless war, much less your libertarianism. You know, we have to put an end to this madness, and I'm really proud of that. I think that that's something that antiwar.com deserves a silver star for, or whatever, is setting that precedent that we don't care what else you believe about, well, as long as you're not completely beyond the pale as far as racism or something like that goes. As long as you're good on foreign policy, welcome to our page.
That's right, and this principle has been good. First of all, it's taught me humility, because God knows if you have to deal with many other ideologies and hold them together, you learn that you can't always behave as though you're always right. But when you come together with a group of people who understand that, as you put it yesterday, it's really simple, killing people's wrong.
Yeah.
This is nothing here that's brain surgery. It's not difficult to figure out. When people come together on these sorts of things, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's almost like magic happens. And very, very, I know me personally, I'm very, very proud to be part of antiwar.com.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so tell the people some more about how they can donate. The page, again, is antiwar.com/donate, and there's, 10 ways or something. Go through the list again.
There's a million ways to give. You can, of course, give through any number of kind of credit cards, PayPal, Google Checkout. We have Cafe Press Store where you can buy. We have Amazon affiliate agreements. We have the Capital One credit card with the beautiful Peace Dove on it, which, of course, is quite a conversation starter, or stopper, perhaps. So there are many, many ways. Of course, we'll take your used car, your used boat, your used motorcycle. We're not fussy. We really aren't. And, of course, we take gold and silver. We take precious metals as well. So consider.
I also will personally take your used cars or boats.
Right, exactly.
But that's separate.
Yeah, that's. Yes. So you understand, we'll make use of everything in hell. We'll even take your old computers off of you. So whatever you have, we can have some way to work with it. And so if you have any questions, you can always, always, always give.
All right, now, straighten me out. Did I understand you right that if somebody donates a car, we'll come get it that day?
Yes.
Anywhere in America?
That's right.
Right on. All right, that's Angela Keaton, Development Director at antiwar.com/donate. 323-512-7095 or akeaton@antiwar.com. Thanks so much, Angela.
Thank you.